Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And, of course, the website got great events coming into play tomorrow. We look forward to that. We'll go over that. And throughout the week, Wednesday and Thursday, actually. CraigJamesFinancial.com with the Dow shooting up slightly yesterday. Futures is down just a couple of points. As we are looking at a stimulus plan that went by the House yesterday, still has a couple of more levels to go before it goes to Joe Biden's desk. And we say a very good morning to Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, there's a lot going to be said. We got a lot to talk about today, but I honestly don't know where to start. I guess we start with some numbers, Jay, and that we'll just go from there. We'll talk a few things about this and that, so to speak. But we do have some closing numbers yesterday. First of all, we would want to talk about the Dow at 31,521. Got the NASDAQ down 341 points. So we're getting down 2.5%. The S&P down 0.77%. Most popular, most traded stocks, we got Oracle, Disney, GE, Caterpillar, and we got some of the biggest gainers. Here's our beach stocks. We talked about this. I said, hey, remember, beginning of the year, bookings, entertainment, airlines, casinos, hotel, B-E-A-C-H. We got Royal Caribbean Cruises up almost 10%, 9.33. We're looking at also up there is the Marathon Oil, and on the losing side, we got Paycom Software, NextEra Energy, Next Era Energy, we call that. Not too much losing. Nike down 3.77%, just up and down volatility there. Oil is at a 62. I mean, we closed yesterday at 59. So that's certainly absolutely moving in an upward direction in general. So, yesterday's markets were, it was a slow start to the week with, basically the Dow managed a 27-point gain. It was mostly negative for the day yesterday, but it was really Disney shares that helped push it in the positive territory. And the NASDAQ really showed some weakness when you see names, mega cap names, I'll call it, like Tesla, Apple, and Amazon. You're starting to see some of these things. What's happening, Jay, is a shift in the markets. Technology and et cetera was going gangbusters. Now that more people are getting vaccinated, they can get out, they can go to the malls, they can shop. We're going to hear from Macy's today a little later. We're going to see how this effect is in terms of people getting out and about, as we talked about the cruise lines. We have Home Depot still coming with better than expected results for its fourth quarter. That was breaking news from today. We have AMC. You heard from, I'm sorry, our governor here in New York State, and what happens in New York happens across the country. No, but it just does, because that's where all the media outlets are located. So that AMC Entertainment which is a movie theaters across the country, that's opening up. Cuomo announced they're going to allow people to start to go to the movies again at some percent capacity. I think 25%, but no more than 50 people in the movie theater. I mean, certain movie theaters are bigger, some are small. I don't know where we get that number. We get that. Moderna, our vaccine savior, one of our vaccine saviors, with the positive feedback from the U.S. FDA, it's really going to increase the number of COVID-19 vaccine doses up to 10, from 10 to 15 in each vial. So that means you're going to get another 50% more vaccinations in each vial. Before, they're only allowed up to 10. So I like that. There's this big dust up, as we say. You know, I don't know if you're watching this. I don't think you mentioned it, Jay, but Facebook, basically in Australia, there's a little fight there. It came to the fore a couple of days ago. Facebook Australian news was immediately blacked out from Facebook. So any news about, let's say, vaccine rollouts or anything else like that for all the Facebook users was blocked up because the government of Australia was working on saying, hey, look, if you're using newspaper content, now, mind you, in our country, I think Facebook pays the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. There is a incestuous relationship, as I would say, between these news organizations and Facebook, where Facebook actually pays them for the headlines and some amount. So in Australia, they were saying, hey, look, you got to pay our news organizations to run our news. Now, are you sitting down, Jay? Without warning, I repeat, without warning, Facebook blocked all news from Australia on their website. So Australian citizens who use Facebook for their news saw nothing, saw no news whatsoever about the country. And that's because the Australian government was passing a law trying to make Facebook pay for content. Well, this really came to the fore. In a sense, though, it's the two things that I got from it that I would want to say. Now, a day later, I wake up this morning, the news is Facebook agrees to keep its news on. Number one, Facebook did not give the government of Australia any warning, or the publishers of their top newspapers, any warning they were going to be blacked out. And number two is that Facebook was saying, in a sense, that you need us more than we need you. And to me, that was just two very arrogant positions to take in the case of a situation where things certainly could have been negotiated. Google was going to do the same thing with Australia, but then they negotiated with the Australian government and they got it through. So I was watching this case very closely because I'm wondering how high, how big, how strong are these stocks going to be? When you see the biggest sellers yesterday were some of these Apples and the Facebooks, things like that, you're starting to see that, hey, maybe there's some chink in the armor. These companies, 20 years of, particularly in Facebook, of really unchecked growth, 20 years of unchecked growth. Now, I looked at the price of the stock. It was $201 January 1st. Today, within a year, it's $260. So that's still almost a good 40% growth for the year. But can they still grow? Can they still keep growing? I did my own primal research. I know this is a lot. I wanted to hear your comments on this. So some of our staff, I'm not much on Facebook, but some of our staff are, and one of them, my chief operating officer, Jenna, was who you hear on these commercials. She said she got rid of Facebook, like 2 months ago, and they keep sending her emails saying, oh, so-and-so said something about you. In addition to that, they started texting her cell phone to get back on the platform. How aggressive is that? So I thought I'd just report that. What does this mean to your markets? Well, it's showing a shift a little bit from these big companies. You know, I'm starting to see that people are lightening up their technology positions, particularly some of these companies that grew so much, due to the fact that more people are getting vaccinated and people are starting to go out and get into the markets and shop and go to movies and things like that. So you may see a sell-off here. And you may see some increase in things like the beach stocks and some more of the more broad base rally in the economy as we start to get the companies back together.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what's happening down there in Australia. You know, you look at local journalism. I was reading some comments from one of the congressmen who is chairing the antitrust panel on the Judiciary Committee, one of the committees. And, you know, he makes a great point regarding local journalism, how it plays such a key role, especially here, in keeping people informed. But, you know, you look at these newspapers that really have been annihilated by the threat of big tech there. So, you know, you're looking at a bill here, and, you know, it's bipartisan in nature, and it will send a lifeline, when you think about it, to the local news organizations that struggle because of Google and Facebook that have completely, have decimated the industry. So in essence, you could see what's going on here. And, you know, it's interesting, the timeline, and we've been talking about this forever, right, with some of big tech going on right now between Twitter, Google, Facebook, you name it. I mean, look how they have kind of altered the cycle of information that's going out to the public here. So that's why you have these committees now in play and looking to put forth some pretty stringent laws. And they should have been put in place a long time ago, Craig. That's the bottom line here.
These are the largest companies in the history of the world. They make nothing. Just keep that in mind.
No question. I understand that. But, you know,
they don't print, you don't buy something in a box. There's nothing that you're not getting anything. You don't get anything. And if you're not paying for it, you are the product. They're using your information. Anyway, so I'm just trying to just say first.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but still, you can't silence a certain sector and have free reign yourself as long as they have been having that free. They have never been lassoed in forever. So, you know, right now, you know, that's why you have these committees in play right now and being able to, hopefully being able to deliver some antitrust laws. Well-needed laws, by the way. So we see what's going down in Australia, and we've seen it here in a couple of instances. You've got some events coming into play Wednesday and Thursday. Important stuff. People can go on the website and sign up, CraigJamesFinancial.com, correct?
Yes, we got the Ferentino Financial 15. We're going to talk about these guns and ammo companies, you know, the play that you can't, it's one of those things where the demand is great and supply is low. Let's see some of these companies behind it. Let's talk a little bit about them. That's tomorrow, 15 minutes from 9 to 9:15. Also, Thursday night, we're doing taxes and your retirement. Hey, you know, how do you get taxed? Social Security, you got your pension or whatever coming in. And by the way, you have to take out a required minimum distribution as well. So how all these lay on to your tax return, we'll go into that. And some things you can do to mitigate that, make that less if possible. For you, that's on Thursday at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock. Our CPA, Megan Lucio, is doing 8 essentials of financial planning. This is tax time, so it's important to get on that as well. 8 essentials of financial planning. That is Wednesday, tomorrow night, 7 to 8 p.m. So we got those three coming up for this week, and that should be it for the month of February, the short month, Jay.
It is indeed. We look forward to talking with you in the morning, and you have a good Tuesday, or the rest of your Tuesday here, my friend. Thank you again.
Thank you again, Jay. Much appreciated.